The local government and I have opposing views on what my little lawn should be. I think it should be a place where I can raise edible weeds, better still, trees. They think it should be a patch of decapitated grass. Now let me be clear here. I hate lawns. Unless you're visiting a cemetery or swinging a golf club, lawns are a waste of space, and I really don't want to own one because I know which side of the war I'm on. Yes, there is a war. It's a war between trees and grass. It's been going on ever since the first sapling and blade of grass battled for dominance. Grass was losing until man invented an unintentional weapon, the power lawnmower. At first, I'm sure our trees thought the arrival of the mower meant that the grass was doomed. Now grass would be felled just like trees, and maybe, just maybe, with grass being guillotined, trees would tower over all. However, grass is more diabolical than trees. It saw an opportunity and grabbed for it. By coaxing man into mowing it, grass launched an underground campaign to cover the earth. Grass even convinced man to grow more grass. In less than a century, grass captured more territory from the trees than it could have done on its own in thousands of years, if ever. The result, well, long grass is one of the most common crops of man, and you can't even eat it. In fact, the United States grows more lawn than corn or wheat. Not only have lawns won the turf war outdoors, but indoors as well, in the courtroom. Grass simply has more rights than trees. Now, some places may protect an occasional tree, but if you let your lawn go to weeds or trees, you'll soon hear from lawn enforcement officers. They're the ones who tell you that your edible weeds are a half inch too tall, or that your unapproved trees defy zoning laws. In fact, lawn grass not only has man and the law on its side, but it also has recruited a second ally, toxic border plants. By using pretty little poisonous plants as an outer perimeter, grass erects an early warning barrier for encroaching trees. To get to the grass, trees have to deploy an air force of birds to drop random seed bombs. Despite such aerial efforts, however, it's clear that lawn grass is winning. But every war has its price. Trees are likable hunks. They give us food, fuel, shelter, and shade. Lawns, however, are a pain in the back, although my opinion is slightly, shall we say, lower than that. Lawns have to be sprayed with this and that, coiffured to keep them looking unnatural. Trees are in their keep. Lawns have to be kept. But I suppose lawns do fit in with a modern lifestyle. In this fast-paced world, lawns are nearly instant pseudo-nature in your backyard. Dirt today, lawn by the square foot tomorrow. Few people are willing to wait 20 to 30 years or longer for a tree to grow. But for most of human history, man lived with trees, not grass. Trees were his grocery store, his hardware store, his pharmacy. Trees, not grass, nurtured humanity, and they still do. It sounds odd to say, but lawns just aren't green. Personally, I'm rooting for the trees.